Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book, In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Whether you're looking to buy your dream home or rent a sweet apartment, give Redfin your gotta-have-it wish list of property features, and you'll receive real-time notifications tailored just for you. Ready to see it up close and personal? Scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Don't wait to find your perfect match. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks, as always, for making your way here, for checking out the episode. Please do hit that subscribe button while you're hanging around. That way you get three brand new interviews sent to you every single week. A new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to keep you up to date on your favorite artists. And discover those new ones. You can grab them at Spotify, at Apple Podcast, at NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And if you've already subscribed or while you're doing it, make sure to give the series a review, leave a rating as well, or leave a review, give a rating. One way or the other, as long as they're all done, I'll be happy and I'll keep the good artists coming. Most recently, let's look at this guest list we've had on recently. Mary Timoney from XX and Helium, Riot Girl legend. We also had Natalie Morales. You know her from Parks and Rec and The Morning Show. She was most recently in the Self-Reliance with Jake Johnson. We had Matthew Vaughn, the director of the movie Argyle and The Kingsman. He was on Buffalo Tom's. Bill Janovitz was here to talk about their new record and the upcoming Cars biography that he's writing. Mary Holland, she's writing a script about Lance Bass and Danielle Fishel. They dated back in high school, even went to prom together. Hightown's Monica Raymond was here. We hung out with Slow Dive's Neil Halstead. Had some time with Emily Hampshire. She let us know about rebooting Mary Hartman. Mary Hartman, Neck Deep, Michael Shannon, the great actor, outs touring REM's first record as a cover with Jason Narduzzi. We also hung out with Slater Kinney, Eduardo Franco from Stranger Things, Jack Antonoff, Peter Capaldi, that's Doctor Who, McKenna Grace, David Alan Greer. Just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. And that's me, Kyle Meredith, today talking with actor Aldous Hodge. He's in the new film Marmalade, which is it's a bit of an edge-of-the-seat crime-tinged romance tale, co-starring Joe Keery, you know, Steve from Stranger Things, and Camilla Marone, who, of course, I enjoyed very much on Daisy Jones and the Six. It's a bit of a Bonnie and Clyde-style romp that really has as much heart and comedy as it does twists and tension. Aldous, who's of course also known for playing in Black Adam and Leverage and Straight Outta Compton, One Night in Miami, among many others, is going to tell us why it was nice to sink his teeth into something a little bit more comedic in contrast to what he's been playing. Drawing some inspiration from his years in stand-up and the fun of improvising lines in the film as well. Aldous also going to discuss turning more of his focus into movie making with his Hodge Brothers productions, as with the upcoming movie Parallel starring Danielle Deadwyler. All that and more, let's talk Marmalade. It's Kyle Meredith with Aldous Hodge.
What's happening?
I was going to say, just quickly off topic, because I was looking around, I'm based here in Louisville, and knowing that you had any connection to Muhammad Ali in One Night in Miami, and you've done Jack Daniel's spots, gives me a certain affinity to you anyway. So Marmalade, I went into this movie blind, and I'm so glad I did. I mean, it's a fun movie. There's some great twists and turns. it's got a sweetness and a poetry to it that I didn't exactly expect. That was really nice and welcome. I know this is the old chestnut to get it started, but what was it about this that attracted you? What did you like about it?
The most attractive thing was sort of the twists going on in the film. With the character in particular, first of all, I said there's a lot of fun to be had here. And as an actor, I kind of want to be challenged. I want to be put outside of my comfort zone and you know, kind of dip into places that I love and haven't had a chance to really, you know, explore. So with me, love comedy, haven't had a lot of comedic opportunities. This definitely presented itself as such. And I like the catches, you know. When I read the script and I said, oh, I didn't catch that. Oh, they, you know, this changed. And I could imagine how the audience is going to take it. So I just wanted to push for that. And yeah, it was just fun. It's a lot.
Yeah. A lot of time, of course, we see you in a jail cell opposite Joe Keery's character. And it's sort of jumping off what you said there, too. It's like not having a lot of comedic opportunities before this. You've been doing this for a long time now, so you might be past the point of like influences and stuff, but when you get into something new, like, do you have other roles in mind or anything like that? I mean, to kind of help you get there?
Not necessarily drawn off from other roles. I mean, there are things that have influenced me, you know, just growing up, things that I found funny growing up that have influenced my comedic style. And then my history from stand-up, I did about eight or so years of stand-up. Those sort of like foundational building blocks have shaped my approach to my humor. So anytime I see an opportunity, it really comes down when it comes to comedy, it's about comedic tone and timing, because that's really what comedy is. And the thing that sort of marries well with a film like this is that everybody has, they're just right outside the edge of pushing the limits. You know what I mean? You have the staples who are kind of like resolute in who they are, but then they're playing a character which gets to be a little bit outlandish. And then you have the real townsfolk who are really who they are, which naturally seem a little outlandish, but all the tones sort of married nicely. And the balance I thought was really great. So when I saw the film, I was like, oh no, it's not too much. It's, you know, we're right where we need to be in that sweet spot. So that was really sort of a refreshing part of this whole project, was just being able to create and figure out what that balance is. It's a way to work out your muscles.
I like that you said that, because walk tall and clench your butt cheeks is a line I laughed out loud at. Was that on the page?
It was not, sir.
Well done.
The thing is, like, so working with Keir was great because, you know, like for me as an actor, but also as a writer, I respect the writing wholly. As a producer, you understand there's a collaborative process that goes into building out. So, like, I thought the script and what was on the page was already great. And then Keir gave me the free range to really fill up the character in different ways that I thought natural. We've talked about this at nauseam before we even got to shooting, because Keir, like, I talked to Keir probably a year or two before we even started shooting about the project, and I was already sort of anchored in since then. So been a minute, you know, we were just trying to put the pieces together. But with this, he just gave me the freedom to sort of take the character in the direction I saw fit, and I would just say a bunch of random things. And you know, I would judge based off of the crew. If the crew laughed and you know, they were laughing behind the camera, then I'm like, all right, yeah, we're good.
I'm going to use that one around the house, I'm sure.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Aldous Hodge.
Yeah, with Keir, though, you know, like, I think it was said, like, this is the first time writer and directing for him.
Yeah.
You're a filmmaker as well. And, it's nice to hear that you all have that trust and relationship, but how much of that is a trust fall? How much of that, when you know this is someone's first time kind of doing this all at once, you know, it, like, is there much of that at the beginning?
Well, you kind of base it off of the information present at hand. Everything is a risk. I mean, you can work with somebody who's made 10 Oscar winning films, and you can get on that one bad one where it's just like, you know what I mean? So it comes down to your heart's intention, regardless of who's making it what's going on? Is this something that you stand behind? Are you going to put your support and faith behind this 100%, regardless of the scenario? And with a film like this, it's like, obviously, I know, Kier's work as an actor. I know he's been in the business for a while. I know he already has the experience behind what goes into a well-made film. So that instilled trust. And then the way the script was written obviously showed experience. So for me, that was kind of really all I need. And when I talked to him and I heard his vision and kind of, where he wanted to go at this, I said, all right, cool. Like, I'm good with it because, the foundation, the initial foundation for what it was great. And honestly, it really comes down to, do you love the script? All the other questions you ask later, but if you love the script and you're willing to jump on that, then I think you're good to start your journey walking into it. However it turns out, it's out of your hands, but you commit to it. And for me, I love the script.
With most of your scenes being with Joe in that jail cell and hearing his accent and that personality, I don't know how much you can speak of this, but like what was it like working against that? Because that felt like he was going somewhere that I've never seen him go.
No, which was great. Again, he pushed, and like I said, that was another area where you see, Kier really allowing us to fill out the characters and push how we needed to push. But the balance that we had to find was because of the fact that we're both playing, two different people in this space, and him and the nature of how far he's going to push his character and the nature of how far I'm going to push my character, they kind of got a balance, you know what I mean? And we just had a good time finding that balance while we were working together. And it was a lot of fun because he's taking crazy risks, so am I. And the magic moments that you see are what you get. But there's a lot of magic in between that was really sort of awesome to go through to figure out where we match with each other.
And I'll only repeat you when you say, playing two different people, because, but seeing like a character get into a character, I think is always fun. I mean, this is where it gets a little inceptionist in acting in a way. And I don't know how much you can say that you haven't already said to that, but finding this guy that's in this jail and the way he talks, and I mean, there's an over the topness to it that he's trying to pull back. I mean, what was it like finding that part of it?
It was fun because as formative as this person is, there still needs to be sort of a chink in the human armor of not getting it all quite right, and everybody's deceiving everybody just from the top, everybody lying, you know what I'm saying? And that to me is kind of where the opportunity is. How much does he believe in what is he doing? How much does he believe himself? Is he lying to himself while he's going through this? But or does is he fully confident and boom, I got this in the bag, and I'm this person, even though there's a little touch of ridiculousness, a ridiculosity to who he is in this moment. So for me, he's fully committed to the guy he's playing. But that just makes it funnier, especially when he's called out for it. We ain't gotta get into details, but for me, it shows, I don't know, there's a fallible nature to somebody who's so serious and really trying, and still is good at his job, but still is kind of a little bit lo he misses a few beats, which is the thing that I really most love about playing the character.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Aldous Hodge.
Well, I'll end by just saying it's also got a fantastic soundtrack with the Meters and Toots and D-Light and the Cardigans. And I'm so looking forward also to Parallel, which this is a Hodge Brothers Productions, right? I mean, how much of your life is like shifting in that direction right now?
The majority of my life. I mean, that was always the step. My brother and I have been in this business for 34, 35 years, at this point. And for us, it was always aiming towards making our own films, writing, producing. Been writing for a long, long time, just without full on writing a credit, to a point, or having put projects out there. So we this opportunity was brought to us by a friend of ours who co-produced a project, and we decided to take a little bit more of an in-depth role into it because we had a vision for it that the team was behind and they saw through. So we all worked together to make this thing happen. And, you know, for our first foray out into the world in this space, we had a great time learning about what the real process is behind filmmaking. You know, when I think about what we did and think about like we did that at the same, right after that, jumped on this set with Keir, and it was nice seeing sort of the duality between the hardships of trying to make a film on a very small budget, limited resources. And, you know, Keir and I, we went back and forth on that for a little bit, like, man, people don't realize making a movie, if you can get a movie done, you have accomplished the impossible.
It's impossible to make a movie. That's true.
I had thought to him.
I look forward to seeing it. Marmalade was so fun. It was so great seeing you in this. Congrats on that. And dude, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it.
Likewise. Thank you.
My thanks to Aldis. Marmalade is in theaters and streaming. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Again, please do hit that subscribe button before you get out of here. I'll send you new interviews every single week, new and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so you can keep up with your favorite artists and discover the new ones. Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from, you can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. After that, head over to WFPK.org. So I do a show Monday through Friday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. You get 4 hours of classics from the 90s, 80s. You get the best in new music. There's bonus interviews. There's lots of music news as well. One of my recent episodes featured the music of Bill Withers, Keb Mo, the record company, Screaming Trees, Garbage, INXS, Group Love, Lenny Kravitz, Suzanne Vega, Joni Mitchell, Jenny Lewis, The Mountain Goats, Margaret Glaspie, David Bowie, The Pretenders, Bjork, Karim Bailey Ray, Patti Smith, The Book of Love, Teenage Fan Club, Always, Real Estate, Simple Minds, and my interview with McKenna Grace, who's of course starring in the new Ghostbusters films. That's just an example of what you get every weeknight starting 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. So I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.